This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You may Skype into the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
We've been talking technology, actually. We kind of ended up stumbling into this discussion after getting into a story about a robot attorney, meaning that not something that stands in court and argues for you, but that might be coming.
Yeah.
No, this is actually just a program that you can ask questions about your parking ticket in the UK. The programmer is actually putting in New York City laws, apparently, or New York State. I'm not sure which one. But anyway, he's making this sort of queryable program that you can ask questions of, and it will give you legal suggestions back. Probably can't be legal advice without being an actual attorney. But nonetheless, apparently it's free to use, this thing. And I don't know if you mentioned if there's like a website. What would one look for, Johnson? Do you know, in order to find said robot attorney?
Because I haven't gotten there yet.
This guy's claiming that he's saved people like $3 million worth of parking tickets.
Well, I think this article is claiming that. I don't know if he's claiming that. They're just stating it as though it's a fact.
It's fascinating stuff. Yeah. We can get, if there's more to it, you can share that in a moment. Let's go first, though, to David in California, because that's led to a large discussion about battery technology.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, they now have transparent aluminum, this crazy 5D glass storage tech. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, honey. I did want to talk about what was called thin skin solar, but before I did, you were just talking about robot attorneys in Britain.
Yes.
There are two different things I'd raise about that. They actually have different degrees of attorneys. So I think a solicitor is different than an attorney. They may actually have a third class, too. So, but still in all, that whole idea of robot justice, that's why the Bill of Rights was written into that you have the right to face your accuser. You had the right to a jury of your peers, not a robot jury. You had the right to a public trial that the public would be able to watch and make sure that everything's going clear. So this idea of robot justice or a chart, you know, a chart measuring out justice.
Well, I think you're thinking about it in the other way. You're thinking about this sort of as though the government's using the robots, and that's not really the case. It's sort of, this is for the individual to use against the government or in lieu of
it's
hiring
a
lawyer.
Attorney, right?
Yeah, it's a defense attorney. It's for defending against, in this case, parking tickets. So
yeah,
it's there to sort of help you navigate your way through the justice system without having to pay them and be sort of victimized by them again.
You know, I think there's somebody out here that's got an app for that, and it seems like
that's what this is.
Yeah, and I'd raise this idea of robot justice because even though as you're describing it being for your defense, it's good to get advice, you know, and it's not some spin of the wheel, but the idea that you you know,
and it could go the other way in the future is scary.
Yeah, well, there's a variety of different things. And it seems to me that every time you log in, it's as if you're logging in on a new charge against you. I mean, a kind of an NSA tracking of a thing like that, too. There's a variety of things. Hey, well, so you were talking about the storage devices. Man, that sounded interesting. But I was just going to raise the idea that somebody else had called or mentioned that there was, like, skin that you could put over an entity to make a battery or to make a charger. And actually, about a year ago, the Chinese had gotten all over the front pages by inventing what was called thin skin solar. And you could wrap like an RV with it, or you could wrap a bus, or you could wrap a streetcar or some kind of, entity, or, you know, a traveling device, let's say a semi-truck.
So instead of having some clunky panel up on top of the bus, the entire outside portion of the bus would essentially be the panel.
Sure, yeah. And apparently, with the stock market shutters about less than a year ago, Thin Skin, man, it just got eaten up and essentially went bankrupt.
Well, look, I'm certainly no scientist or engineer, but my basic understanding of this graphene, which was the product we were talking about, mm-hmm. Johnson, you're the one who brought this up. It's this very thin, what was it, an atom thick or something like that, the graphene?
Yeah, it's very
Very, very thin product that can charge a battery in or is the battery.
It is
can,
battery layers.
And can be charged 33 times faster than a lithium ion battery. If you were to combine that with solar power, you might actually have a pretty efficient solar panel, because solar power is getting more efficient over time, and this sounds like it could take it to the next level. David, thanks for your call tonight, man.
We're already at the break-even point with solar. It's below. That's why the energy industry is fighting so hard about, quitting coal or quitting nuclear. Solar. If you put them, see, biggest expense on solar is that it's got to travel 50 miles from the power plant to the town.
It doubles in efficiency every 2 years, so expect this equation to continue changing.
Yeah, yeah.
2 years from now, it's going to be even more efficient, even better.
Thanks, David, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Since you mentioned it, I did pull it up. In the UK, those who practice law, this is according to dictionary.com, those who practice law are divided into barristers who represent clients in open court and may appear at the bar, and solicitors who are permitted to conduct litigation in court, but not to plead a case in an open court. The barrister does not deal directly with clients, but does do so through a solicitor. So there you go, barristers and solicitors.
And I wanted to mention real quick the power generating material that's basically uses friction in order to generate energy is called triboelectric nanogenerator cloth. It's essentially, it's works by friction and generates energy when tiny, like really tiny, zinc oxide rods that are only a billionth of a meter long.
Whoa.
They're nanoparticles. They just rub up against one another, and that, is basically creates a charge, which gets sort of transported along the surface of this material into a battery.
Fascinating stuff. Yep. I mean, we're on the cusp of some pretty amazing breakthroughs, it sounds like, here.
Yeah.
So, the robot attorney, Johnson, was there more to say about this development?
Yeah, absolutely. So, he goes on to say here, he's like, as a 19-year-old, he has coded the entire program by himself, and he does think it does a reasonable job of replacing parking lawyers. He says, I know that there are thousands of programmers with decades more experience than me working on similar issues. But then the question is asked, but are bots like these the same thing as hiring a lawyer? It depends on whether they cross the ethical line of giving subjective advice, says Bradley Moss, a D.C. attorney who specializes in national security. If the bot were to answer subjective questions, then that would be viewed as practicing law, which only humans can legally do. Moss says, emphasis added, there are ethical and legal limits to what they can do. Programs such as this one do not, at least in my humble opinion, threaten the legal profession writ large. They will, however, continue to streamline processes for handling simple tasks that arguably people should be able to handle without the need for and the expense of formal legal assistance.
Now, who is this, an attorney saying this?
This is actually a D.C.
Good for him.
National security attorney.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear at least one attorney can see the value here, because if you got into the attorneying business or the lawyering business or whatever you call it, the legal profession. If you got into that, you probably didn't get into it to defend parking ticket cases, would be my guess.
And hilariously, in the article, they've inserted a picture of Elle Woods from Legally Blonde.
What is that, a TV show?
No, it's a movie with Reese Witherspoon, where she plays this like really ditzy lawyer.
Gotcha. All right.
So, yes, most of the bots are tools that can rapidly crawl public records to serve up legal information. Bots can't provide full, genuine legal counsel, and it will likely take them several decades to become sophisticated as humans, says Samuel Woolley, who tracks and studies political bots.
I
don't think so. I think they're in for a surprise. Bots can't fully replicate human actors, not in the foreseeable future, at least, he tells Tech Insider. They can't provide nuanced social insight because they can't really understand humor or emotional subtlety. difficulties.
Not yet. Not the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I suspect there are plenty of humorless attorneys out there anyway. You can join us here, and you can share your thoughts on the robot future, which is upon us, pretty much coming very, very soon. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit FTLBeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here and bring up anything you want with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Dan Johnson.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. And it's, by the way, free for you. You can go and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. They're free. The other talk show hosts in the talk radio business want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away. And if you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then do us a favor and shop with Free Talk Live. You can actually save big time on your purchases at Amazon. You want to save 20%? It's no problem. You just go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. And you start there. The trick is you have to have Bitcoin in order to get some pretty amazing discounts. You actually get to select the amount that you want discounted. 20% is usually pretty easy to get, but if you want to try for more than 20% off, you can do that too. Thing is, you got to have Bitcoin. So get started at SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. All right, so you're still welcome to comment on the robot attorney that is being developed as we speak. There's already a version of it that's apparently available. Another version is coming later. It's going to expand and get better. It's being programmed by a 19-year-old, which is awesome. I mean, what an amazing programming success story there. So that other technology we've been discussing. But in other news, NPR reporting on how to keep money from messing up your marriage. Now, of course, Johnson, you brought this in here tonight, but neither of us are married.
Right. But it works for a relationship, too.
Does it? Okay. I haven't read it yet, so.
I mean, you know, you and I are both kind of anti-marriage, but not anti-having a long-term committed relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not against the idea of marriage, per se. I mean, I don't like what the state has done to marriage. I think that's sort of debased the concept. I'm personally not necessarily a fan of the tradition of marriage. Right. I think a lot of the things that the trappings that surround it are kind of silly. But someone committing to another person for a period of time, I think that makes sense. If you want to call that a marriage, then that's cool. Whatever you want to call it. Commitment ceremony, marriage. Everybody's got their different terminology for that. Mary Fusillo and her husband Bob have been married for 20 years. She met him on a blind date in Houston. Right away, she knew she liked him. He was very intellectual, and he read jazz biographies of dead jazz musicians, she said, laughing. And I was used to guys that went hunting on the weekends, she adds. They fell in love and got married, and pretty soon they had a house and kids. Twins, actually. But within a few years, there was trouble. He was a good husband, Fusillo, who's now in her mid-50s, says with absolute conviction, he's always done all the cooking, which is great. He gave the kids baths and did household chores. So what was the trouble? The money thing always made us crazy, Fusillo says. At the time, Fusillo says she was working fewer hours to juggle her job with taking care of the kids. She was a nurse and he was a chemical engineer. Her husband was making more money than she was, but they were splitting their expenses down the middle. So after her share of the child care, groceries, and bills, Fusillo says, she was feeling pretty broke much of the time. Quote, it would be a week before payday, and I would have like $20, she says. And I would go to my dad and say, can I have $100? And my dad would be like, well, what's up? She reenacts his one eyebrow raised question. I'd say, please just give me $100. She says, it was bad. Oftentimes, one spouse doesn't realize how big an issue money is becoming for the other person. Fusillo says that's what was going on with her husband. Well, okay, why not talk about it?
Right.
They weren't having money arguments per se, but over time, Fusillo got increasingly frustrated about it, to the point where she says she's surprised they didn't get divorced because she said, quote, I had such overwhelming resentment, unquote. Disagreements about money are one of the most difficult conflicts for people in relationships to resolve. There's little instruction in how to manage our finances with a spouse or partner. Yeah, they don't teach you that in school.
Yeah.
In government school, I remember they taught us how to write checks.
I don't think I even learned that. But yeah. Then again, I didn't go to government school for at least high school.
This was gifted school that I attended in Florida. We were taught how to write a check. Not about credit cards or APY or, you know, anything like that. Just the most basic of how to spend your money. Anyway, there's little instruction, and if you do it wrong, it can mess everything up. Lauren Papps, a psychologist and professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, she says, quote, we know that these discussions or conflicts concerning money are difficult for couples to handle. She conducted a study of 100 married couples who kept diary entries about their arguments. During the 15-day period of the study, which, by the way, not a very long study as far as how many arguments you could have, the spouses reported squabbling more often about issues other than money, for example, the kids or household chores. But Ms. Papp found that money can be one of the most difficult and damaging areas of conflict. Part of the problem is it's very difficult for couples to talk about money issues and to resolve them. And partners walk away from these discussions learning that this is an issue that we can't handle. I feel very frustrated. I feel very devalued by my partner, she says. And that's because so much is wrapped up in money, she says. Who's making more of it? Who sacrificed their work life to take care of the kids? Feelings about our self-worth, how much we're contributing, and how much we've accomplished. So what is a couple to do? Well, Kitty Bressington is a financial advisor from Rochester, New York, who helps in specializing, or helps rather, helps.
Specializes in helping couples.
First, she says, you need to get all the issues out on the table and work through a budget. This means coming to some agreement on yours, mine, ours. Couples often need to set spending limits. Now, I could see that as being a frustrating thing, right?
Yeah.
Like if one person is making the money and the other person is spending it,
right,
and then is spending it in ways that the other person doesn't necessarily appreciate,
yeah,
I could see that that would definitely create some resentment.
Yep.
And I can understand why someone who is, if there's like a disparity, let's say both partners are working, like in the example they've given here in the article, inevitably one of them is going to be making more than the other. The odds that both partners will make the same amount is relatively slim. So
right,
someone's going to be bringing home the bacon, so to speak. And if you're uncomfortable about money and your lack of it, then I could see why that would be frustrating. But ultimately, if you love this person and you want them to be happy, you shouldn't be jealous of them for making more money than you.
Right. And I've been in situations, too, where there's where you have one partner who's less, you know, making less money and complaining about it and talking about there being less money, but then also spending their personal money irresponsibly.
Right. So you don't have as much left after the at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, you don't have a lot of money. You're spending your money on really stupid stuff.
So, yeah, that can be frustrating. Of course, you can argue that you'd want to keep finances separate to make things as fair as possible, but it's hard to do that in a relationship. Although I do advocate that as much as possible. I don't think people should combine their finances. I think that leads to conflict.
Well, there's an interesting hybrid resolution in this article that I think it gets to. And, you know, because I've always been of the kind of completely separate mindset, and I don't think that necessarily works either.
No?
No.
Is that through your experience that it hasn't worked?
Yeah.
You want to give a specific example?
No.
Okay. Maybe you want to give a specific example. You can dial us up here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450.
I mean, all I can say is that it's been a problem in multiple different relationships, and over time, it's just my generalized experience has said that, you know, keeping finances entirely separate just doesn't really work.
She says you need to get all the issues out on the table, work through a budget, and set some spending limits. Quote, those all come from being able to talk about money, which as a society we're not very good at, she says. Keeping all your money separate is probably the wrong approach, but she doesn't think it's a good idea for the couple to just throw their money together into one account and hope for the best.
Right.
So what is the middle ground? We'll talk about it here. 855-453 or what it is that they're suggesting. And if you've got an experience from your relationship, we'd love to hear from you on how to handle money. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. Toll-free phones are open all the time at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How best to structure your monetary relationship? If you are in a partnership with another person or more than one person, because that's kind of a thing for some people, it can be tricky. Having money and either putting it all together in the same pool or keeping them separate. One of the experts here that, or self-styled experts that NPR talked to, this is NPR's Chris Arnold writing the story, and he's talking to Kitty Bressington. She's a financial advisor in Rochester, New York, about, you know, what's the best way to do this? Because people are finding difficulty in both of the sort of the traditional approaches of you throw everything together in one pot, and then you've got frustrations with someone spending too much or spending on things that they don't think they should be spending it on, and, right. You know, everybody's wants to have control. Partnerships suck in a lot of ways. I mean, it's something that we all want. We all want to have love. We want to have companionship. We want to have someone to spend time with. But there can be some tricky issues that come about, especially when it comes to money, which sort of is a motivating factor for a lot of people.
Because some of them want to use you, and some of them want to be used by you.
SaveItPurse.com, we already told you about that. Arcade.freetalklive.com, that's where you can go if you want to drive for Arcade City. It is a new decentralized ride-sharing app, more decentralized than Uber and Lyft. It's built by drivers, for drivers. The app is out. It is getting better by the day. They're literally releasing a new version of this app almost every single day because they're up constantly updating, adding new features. And it's great. So far, my experience, I haven't gotten any rides yet, but, you know, it's a cool app, and there are people in bigger cities who are actually getting rides. So you can go to arcade.freetalklive.com if you want to sign up as a driver. Anywhere in the world, by the way, Arcade City is international, and one of the big perks, you get to keep all of what you earn if you want. Now, if you charge someone through the credit card use in the app, which is something they're testing right now, you won't keep all of that because obviously there's credit card fees and Arcade City takes a small chunk. But you'll keep more through the app than you would if you were driving with Uber and Lyft. And you can take money from your passengers outside of the app by using your own credit card swiper. You can use Bitcoin. You can use cash. You can take whatever your coconut
That's
shells.
That's definitely whatever. Different than than the Uber app.
Oh, it's very different. And also, you schedule rides with this right now. The ride hailing service is not yet active, so that's still to come. There's a lot coming. Arcade City's growing right now, so if you want to get on the ground floor, go to arcade.freetalklive.com and sign up as a driver. If you just want to ride with Arcade City, you want to try it out, you probably have better luck in larger cities or maybe Midland, Texas, where basically Uber's left town and now Arcade City's the only one left. So if you want to ride, go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com. And if you want to drive, go to arcade.freetalklive.com.
I was watching a video earlier on YouTube today where a guy was going around pranking people by offering them bacon as currency. Just as a joke.
Hmm.
He was just pranking people, and if in this cap red, they would be able to accept the bacon.
In theory. You could absolutely take whatever you want, sexual services, anything you want. Probably that's not legal, but, you know, as long as it's not an undercover cop.
Unless you're filming it.
Yeah. So back to the story here from NPR.org. What do you do as a couple with money problems? And I think this affects a lot of people. Keeping all your money separate, she says, Kitty Bressington's her name, is probably the wrong approach. But also, it's not a good idea to just throw all your money together in one account and hope for the best. The exact structure depends on the particular couple, but she recommends the following as a good way to organize your finances. Here you go. Step one, set up a joint account to cover the basic bills. Two, set up a plan with automatic contributions to a retirement account, college savings account, and other long-term savings goals. Three, then each partner in the couple should get a set amount of spending or fun money every month that's discretionary, meaning that if you decide the fun money is, say, $250 a month and that fits within your budget, and one person wants to blow his $250 and the other person wants to save her $250, then that's okay because you've set those ground rules. She advises many couples to take out that spending money in cash, meaning no credit cards. We're tactile, she says. Sometimes I need to put people back in touch with a dollar bill. Because it's easy to get lost in a credit card. If you're not paying attention, you know, just pulling that card out and swiping it, and then the bill comes at the end of the month, and you're like, what? How did this happen? Where did all those charges come from? How did it add up to that? Many experts say if you go to a financial advisor, pick one who works for a simple fee only, unlike many who make commissions steering you into pricey mutual funds. So, I mean, what do you think about this, Johnson? Set up a joint account to cover the basic bills. Set up a plan with automatic contributions to a retirement account, college savings account, and other long-term savings goals. And then each partner should get a set amount of spending or fun money.
So I had seen a strategy like this in the past, and this is kind of why I brought in this article. I still haven't seen the original strategy that I've saw at one point. I would love to find it again. But essentially, and I don't remember the exact gist, and this is sort of the problem, but the general idea of it was that you could split for the, you know, you have your bills, right, and you have the spending money, and that what you could do is somehow split that based on the income of the partner so that there was still this sort of equitable feel to things.
Meaning if one partner's making twice as much money, they would spend, they would pay for twice as much on the power bill?
No, not necessarily. Like, yeah, you might break the bills down a little bit, but you also, that partner might still get a little bit more spending money because they are making more money.
Mm-hmm.
But they would also still be contributing more. So you could actually make it so that it's, they're contributing more, but they're also getting more spending money, and you break it down by percentages based on how much more income that they're making. So you make those splits based on percentage of income. Again, I don't remember exactly how it worked, but it made a whole lot of sense.
Hmm. Yeah, it does sound like something I'd like to learn a little bit more about.
Right.
In this case, setting up a joint account to cover basic bills, Okay, but you still have to determine how much you're contributing to the joint account. I mean, really, all of this comes down to communication, right? So you can set up the joint account, but you still have to have an agreement on, okay, I'm going to contribute X, and I'm going to contribute X. What should that, you know, division be between the two of us? Now, if you iron this stuff out in advance and it's part of your relationship agreement, basically, then I don't think you'll have really any issues.
Right, exactly. Those problems go away a lot.
I mean, I've had a few long-term relationships with live-in girlfriends, and, you know, we've always had a specific, okay, this is what I'm responsible for, this is what you'll be responsible for, and once you lay those things out in advance, there are no surprises at that point. So, thankfully, I mean, even though every relationship has its issues and arguments or disagreements or whatever, I can't necessarily recall any specific arguments about finance, because everybody in my relationships has been independent as far as they're responsible for earning, they're responsible for this and that. You know, I'll pay for the food if you cook it, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be an even split.
In the past, I had a relationship that was long enough that was wild swings, where it was once where she was making, you know, vastly more money than me, and then once where I was making vastly more money than her.
So that could change how you approach that. Then. Yeah. So then reevaluate. Take time every 6 months or every year or whatever to sit down and, you know, say, is this still what we want?
Right.
Is this still, you know, are you still feeling comfortable about this? And if you're communicating regularly about these things, then I don't think that anyone could say that they're feeling resentment if you've got open lines of communication about this. Resentment builds when you don't communicate.
You know, I mean, there's also the option that somebody just is like, I'm not working. You know, like,
that's a problem.
You know,
yeah. If you're not pulling your weight, then that's a good reason to be resentful.
Right,
but
exactly.
But once again,
sure, also, you know, another thing that you and I will never have any experience with is children. I'm sure change that equation immensely.
Yeah, so if you've got kids and you want to talk about how you handle finances between a couple with disparate incomes, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But tell me if there's ever a situation where resentment is building with communication, with effective communication, because it would seem to me that if someone is feeling resentful towards their partner for something, whether it's finances or something else, you know, maybe they're not picking up after themselves or whatever it might be, you're probably not talking. You're probably not communicating, or you're not communicating effectively about it. You're letting it build up, right? You're not talking about these issues, so you're building that resentment. It's frustration.
No,
building.
I don't know. I could see situations where you're communicating perfectly clearly, but the other person
is not listening,
you know, or isn't willing to make the change. Because this may be a personal problem or something
could
where they're not able to change their behavior.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
They wouldn't change their behavior for themselves, maybe, but it's, you know, when it affects another person, it becomes problematic.
If you've communicated and the person's not paying attention or they don't care, then yeah, that's obviously going to build some frustration. But then your relationship's probably coming to an end at that point.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. How do you handle your finances in your relationship? And what is it that works for you? Have you been through things that didn't work, and now you found a system that's pretty effective? How would you describe it?
I think the other thing that we should talk about, too, though, is that, you know, where people fall, because I think that there's a huge sort of societal thing on this, especially, you know, in your average hetero relationship, about, do women pay 50-50? I think that's a pretty huge, you know, people have very wildly varying expectations there.
Well, I would say that if the...
Especially if they're single and not a parent, you know, like...
Yeah, I would say if the lady is earning concomitant with the man, then 50-50 makes sense. If I've got a lady who's poor, I would not expect her to do that, you know.
Right.
I guess it just all depends on the circumstance. So if you want to tell us your experience, we'd love to hear from you. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio. You can join us toll-free at 855-453. If you support Free Talk Live, I want you to know about the AMP program. We actually have some couples who AMP separately and some couples who AMP together.
Right.
The AMP program, go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations so we can talk about things like liberty and financial sanity. These are some of the things that we discuss here, and you don't generally hear this on most talk shows. So if you support what we're doing here and you want to get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only Facebook group, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can argue with your couple, with your significant other over whether or not you want to use credit card or PayPal or Bitcoin. So we'll take all of those, and if you can't agree, then just do it separately and do whatever you want. Amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. It helps us out a lot. It helps us get on new radio stations. Go to AMP, A-M-P, like Advertise, Market, and Promote, amp.freetalklive.com. Harry is on the line in Indiana. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Harry. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. So, one, I think I feel bad I could have called on the AMP. Call and waste a chance. But anyways, for the finances for relationships, I've been in a relationship with my girl, Lacey, for about 13 years. 13 years this June. And we've kept everything completely separate. She keeps her, cool. She does her retirement accounts. I do my retirement accounts. She's got her Bitcoins. I've got my Bitcoins, my Doge.
All right, so how do you deal with ongoing expenses like groceries and bills and things like that?
With bills, we split everything 50-50. With food, it's either we just more of a just who decides or who just wants to pay. Like if we're at the restaurant, it's like, hey, or you choose the restaurant that you really want to go to over the other person. Like, all right, I want to go to Steak and Shake, but I'll pay.
Yeah, sure.
So okay. Do you make the same amount of money?
We do. I make more than her currently, but that's only because I'm in the current job I have now. Before, she made more than me, and then when I had another job, I made. It's gone back and forth,
right?
And we've kept the same arrangement,
right?
Cool. I'm glad that's worked for you. I tend to advocate what you're talking about. Johnson was saying that he wasn't so sure about that approach.
Yeah, I mean that's the approach that I've generally taken, and it's interesting because it's. You know, you get to the point of where, you know, if you're making significantly more money, your burden in terms of those bills is not as high as the other person's.
Yeah, it's understandable, too. But it's just easier for us to deal with it because if I see her going out and buying goofy things with her cash, it's not mine. So whatever, she does what she wants. And
you don't have to give her a hard time about it. You know, you're not holding it over her head.
Right.
Right, yeah, I just bought 2 Core i5 computers and I'm over here messing with, trying to get stuff ready for Porkfest, and it's my cash, I did what I wanted with it.
Now, what would it change if you had a kid in the picture, or would it just simply be 50-50 split, you know, down the line, no matter what, doctor bills, that kind of thing?
I mean, yeah, it would just be 50-50. It's both our kid, you know, we would just pay for it. I don't think that having a kid would change anything. I think it'd be more important that we kept everything separate. This day, if we had a little girl and she wanted to put her in frog dresses all the time, and I'm not buying for, I don't want her to look like a chicken walking around frog. So I wouldn't pay for that. But if she wants that, she can do it. It's their money.
And you guys have been together for 13 years with this system. I mean, you can't argue with success.
Yeah. It'll be 13 years this June, June 10th.
Congratulations, Harry. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Speaking of anniversaries, I'll just do this real quick. My podcast just hit 4 years. We Are Libertarians. We just hit 4 years, so that's we've been on here.
Oh, congratulations! I thought this was Harry from We Are Libertarians. It's one of the myriad of liberty oriented podcasts that you can hear over at LRN.FM. But what is the website for We Are Libertarians for people who want to go specifically to that?
It's wearelibertarians.com. You can go on the website there. You can pick up our blog post and download episodes.
Excellent. Harry, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for the expertise and the experience. 13 years, that's a long time. And success at splitting it right down the middle, 50-50. Hey, look, if it's a disparity in income, then maybe that would encourage the other person to find a better job or, you know,
right,
raise their position in life rather than relying on the other person to make up the disparity. So I love it. Thanks for sharing that, Harry. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453.
Some people would argue that, you know, when you're a couple, you're supposed to act, especially if you're acting as a committed couple, that you act as a unit, you know, that to a certain extent you are tying your success and that if you are splitting that burden more equally, that... then you're more focused on succeeding as a couple rather than one person driving their own success over the other. Which
I
is collectivist, but, you know.
It probably works differently for different people,
right.
You know. Maybe for Harry and Lacey, that's a great system for them. They feel comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. That's what's working. But for someone else who's got different kind of a set of values, then maybe maybe in some relationships the man takes care of the woman or the reverse is true. I remember when I was going to... going to elementary school, there was this guy who was sort of lovingly called Mr. Mom, and that's because he was the dad who stayed at home with the kids during the day while the lady went out and did all the earning. So there were, there was like this role reversal going on, and hey, if that's what works for you, then I'm not saying there's one right way for everybody. I mean, I think that's one truth in life is that everybody's different.
I mean, I think that some people, you know, we were talking about this earlier, you know, with, you know, depending on who's making more. I mean, I think that there are many people in certain circumstances that would expect even if the man was making less that the man should still be doing the bulk of the bill paying.
If the man is making less?
Even if the man is making less, that they would still expect that the man should be doing the bulk.
Oh, so it's like traditionalists.
Okay. Right, yeah. I think that there are plenty of traditional. I think that there's, it's very, very common that traditional mindset is out there.
I gotta say, I wouldn't mind having a sugar mama. There's some people who they're uncomfortable by making less than their partner, and this is actually a source of frustration for some people. Is that they feel inferior? They feel like, oh, you know, this person, they're my equal, but they're making more than me, and that's frustrating to them, or whatever. However, they would explain the frustration. But for me, I'd be elated. I forget where I saw this question. It was on some sort of quiz or whatever. Like, would you be uncomfortable if your partner made more than you? And it wouldn't make me uncomfortable at all, but then again, I'm not uncomfortable about the idea of money.
Right.
I'm very comfortable with having it and, you know, using it and what it's for in life. And
he's like a Bitcoin millionaires if come find you.
Come on down. In New Hampshire, all the Bitcoin ladies. There actually aren't very many, unfortunately.
No.
At least if you go to the Bitcoin conferences, and I've been to a few of them, maybe like three or four conferences at this point.
They're discussing the forks in the blockchain.
There are. Every now and then you'll see some really attractive women at the Bitcoin conference.
And there are guys tipping their hats going, m'lady.
I don't know about that. Sometimes they're working
at
booths, so they're not really there for a legitimate reason. But as far as like actual attendees of the conferences, they are very highly male dominated.
I get so many emails now. I'm just like, I'm being very offensive.
I think women should be interested in Bitcoin.
I think so too.
I think that the disparity between men and women in Bitcoin is much larger than it is in the Liberty Movement, and the Liberty Movement is highly dominated by males.
Technology is pretty heavily dominated industries, you know, like when you start talking
about. By males?
Yeah, you know. Anything STEM related, unfortunately, science, technology, engineering, math, is unfortunately, you know, historically always been very heavily male dominated.
As for Mary Fusillo, the NPR story reports, she and her husband eventually did figure out a better system. Now she's pretty much in charge of managing their finances. It's something he didn't like to do anyway, she says, and that, she says, changed their relationship completely. He still makes more money than I do, but we're a team about it, and that's a very good place to be. Mark Edge, who's our weekend co-host, he's in that situation where he basically has given up control of money to his wife, who she doesn't do the earning, but she does the managing of the money. And so he just hands it over to her, and then he takes an allowance back from her that he can go out and spend it on.
And now he can't even afford to be in here every night of the week. Look what happened.
Well, no, I don't think it's that he can't afford it. I think that he just...
Making fun of Mark while he's not here to spend himself.
His priorities changed, and that's okay. That's okay. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes,
enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.